Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, September 30th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. I hope you are having a great day already. I know I'm kind of looking forward to running around a little bit today, and then when I get back here, I got to come face-to-face with some laundry. Probably quite a few of you have that same thing on your to-do list, but anyhow, going to enjoy the day nonetheless. I hope, anyway, that you will find something fun and fabulous to do today. Did I hear some boards? Oh, God forbid. I know you couldn't be. You couldn't possibly think that there's nothing to do. Here's a question. Did you check your local listings for events? Did you check your Facebook stuff for things going on in your area? Did you just think about calling somebody and say, let's go hang out? You know, hanging out, you can just do just about anything. And it doesn't even matter if you're hanging out with a real good buddy, BFF. Anyway, I can assure you that there are tons of fabulous things you could do today. God, my list of stuff could go on endlessly. Makeovers, library, museums, movies, massage, new haircut. And I say that for, you know, there's so many new hairdos and hair something's going on. I mean, men too, I'm talking to you. Get a new haircut, you know, one, a real, you know, fly, up-to-date one. You know, new, it's barely hair there thing is just the newest and most fabulous fly look. It's beautiful. All those wonderful bald heads. And yeah, they really are fly. They're fashionable and fabulous, like I said, and pretty dang sexy too. Yes, Lord. So men, women, don't be scared to take your fabulousness to another level of awesomeness. It's your right to be fabulous, so you gotta own it. My guest today is author and global leadership speaker Tanya Hoffman. Yeah, she's fabulous. And one of her keynote messages is own your fabulousness. If you need some fabulousness, if you want some more of it, if you want to, you know, take your fabulous to another level, well, you are in the right place. You've tuned in at the right time. You're talking with the right people. You are truly going to be able to do that today because we got something for you. Isn't that right, Tanya? Welcome to the show.
You betcha.
Well, what's on your to-do list besides doing this show today? You got laundry too, or is it just me?
I think that never stops, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Fun. I said that never stops. There's always something fun to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I consider laundry fun, but it's on my list of things to do today. But we're going to talk about something more fabulous than laundry today. I'm really glad to have you. It's been quite a while since I talked to you on the show, but I love what you're doing, and you're doing like tons more things than the last time we had an opportunity to talk. So I want to get people up to speed about you and the organizations that you lead and some of the incredible things that you're doing. So tell us a little bit about yourself and get us up to date.
Well, I run around the world speaking. I own the Public Speakers Association that I started in 2013, and we're ramping up to do regional events throughout the world next year. So it's really exciting to get connected to fabulous people all over the place, and really, you know, get connected and build the relationships that create amazing opportunities. Just like I'm going to go and speak at the Black CEOs chapter in Killeen tomorrow. And, you know, there's always someone fun and some kind of new exciting opportunity if you just put yourself out there.
I know, that's true. And I know you've got some new shows, and you got like tons of new books. So don't this is an opportunity right now for you to go ahead and shine your light, girl. Come on now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I've got 7 books, and I've got my Tonya Hoffman's fabulous.
This is how
TV
you say
show.
That. Oh, well, I just wrote 7 books.
You know, it's kind of one of those things nowadays that you just go and you do, and you find out what else do you need to do, and then you get into another opportunity that leads you to a different opportunity, and it's just, it's called, you know, just movement. And I think that's what happens for a lot of people, is they just don't even start the journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for mm-hmm. me, you know, when I started this journey out of being, you know, an introvert and not wanting to, you know, be scared of my own shadow, trying to move into this different arena, it's just so much more fun and exciting to get connected and do some things. And I'm like, yeah, write a book, sure. I was like, I'll never do that. And then here I have 7. So,
and congratulations to you on that, because that categorically, in my opinion, truly is fabulous. And I wish you abundant success with that. Tell us about the TV show.
Interview fabulous people like yourself, you know, to really showcase people's expertise. It's amazing when you dive into people's past and what they're doing now, and just, you know, the massive amount of information that's out there inside of people's heads that sometimes has never been out. So I'm like, all right, let's pull that out of your head and enjoy it. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, everybody
when you get
has
connected.
A story.
Everybody. And it's amazing. They're all amazing, you know.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true. Well, you know what? I again wish you such abundant success with that. You are truly inspirational, and that's why I enjoy talking to you and sharing you with my audience. And I just think it truly is. I'm not just saying it because we're talking about it, but I do think it's fabulous. So you keep on keeping on, girl. Keep up the fabulousness. Listen, you said something a couple minutes ago that I want to kind of springboard off of, and you said that you went from the phrase you used, from being afraid of your own shadow. You mean to tell me you weren't always fabulous?
Oh, no. You know, I think we all have a journey, and sometimes that journey is quite difficult, but you know, I get why I was an introvert and why I was curled up in a ball most of my life, you know, because there's, when you have horrible things happen to you, it's easier. You know, a lot of times we take the easy route and not try to face those fears and tackle those obstacles. But at some point, you got to wake up and go, okay, this isn't serving me. This isn't serving my family. And this isn't serving the world. So why am I hiding myself and keeping myself from really getting to meet so many amazing, fun, and friendly people just because I'm worried about the 1-2 people that are mean and ugly and want to hurt, you know? And when I realized that there's way more people that are nicer than there is people that are negative, I was so excited and things started really kind of multiplying out.
You know, it's a wonderful thing when you have that I like to call it a revelation, because I really believe that's what it is. When the thought comes like that and it's so transformative, as you just described, and that's a true revelation. That's the thing that really gets to us, that wakes us up and wakes up the path that's out in front of us, too. That is really, that's really phenomenal. So let me ask this, Tonya, when you made that self-discovery, then is that the birth of Own Your Fabulousness? Was that kind of a baby that came out of that situation?
Yeah, you know, I, you know, sometimes you're kind of pushed into things that you're like, how did I get here? You know, and we, my husband and I were launching a new business in 2005, and someone suggests that we go to the Chamber of Commerce, and I walked in, and all of a sudden, all these people were running over to me and giving me their business cards, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so overwhelmed. And I remember them interviewing, you know, inviting me to a networking group and walking into that and just shaking because I was so scared with all the people that was around. But they were so nice, you know, and they were smiling. And then I watched a lady walk in, and her name was Susan. And people jumped up and ran over and hugged her and gave her referrals. And it was just like, how do I become Susan? How do I get that kind of reaction? And that's when I started looking at my fears, and I wrote them all down, and I started tackling every single one of them. And it got easier because you start realizing that all the fears you're worried about never actually come true when you're, you know, walk up to the guy in a tie. You know, he's not going to yell at you or call you stupid. You know, I mean, just crazy things that goes through your head that never actually manifest.
So it sounds like we're talking to people, first of all, who really may not even acknowledge or understand or have owned the fact that they are fabulous. And there's certainly tons and tons of people out there like that, who are locked into some kind of shyness or withdrawn from the world, or for various reasons have been limiting themselves based on other people's thoughts, ideas, the environment, or numerous other things that can condition you to believe something totally other than that. And I like the fact that that's where you are coming from with that. What, in addition to fighting your fears, which is the big one, because as you just stated, we create the story in our minds about what's going to happen if we do certain things, and self-sabotage, because everything we think of that we say we're going to do, we can think of a reason that scares us half to death and keeps us in that place. So fighting your fears would be one thing. What would be another step in the right direction? And also, we should probably mention, fighting your fears isn't like an overnight thing. You just can't shake that typically.
Yeah.
But what would be the next thing to do for a person who really hasn't acknowledged it, so they can't own it yet? So what would be the next thing?
Be around the right people. You know, if you're around really positive people that are wanting to build a relationship with you to actually help you, especially through that tough journey, it's so much easier. It's so much more fun. And you really get a chance to almost have like an accountability type partner, because they will hear you say you want to do something, and if they're a really good friend and partner in this journey of yours, they'll kind of, you know, kind of force you to do it. Well, you said you were going to do that thing. You said you were going to be on Silver's, you know, radio show. Why haven't you done it yet? You know, that kind of thing. So find the people that are encouraging, loving, and really positive, and it really will change your life.
People should know, and when you say positive people, other fabulous people are going to affirm you, and that is just a real thing. Other people who think who are fabulous, who've already owned up to their fabulousness, who are doing fabulous things, who are positive and productive, when a new person enters into a group, the last thing they're going to do is reject you. I mean, unless you're just kind of, you know, something else is going on with you. But if you stepped into a group for acceptance, for collaborative reasons, to be connected and all of that, fabulous people are going to affirm you. You can count on that. They will surround you. They will help you. They will love you. They will guide you, because most of the time they are not intimidated by those types of things. Fabulous people want everybody to be fabulous. They love being around fabulous people. I think that's a great, great, great point, Tanya. What else in addition?
Well, when you start really looking, you know, when you get around those types of people, what you have to look at is whoever you connect yourself to, those are the type of people that they are also connected to. So you have to really make good decisions about who your friends are going to be, who you're going to hire for coaching, who you're going to surround yourself, because you're not just surrounding yourself with those people, but all of those people's people. And so mm-hmm. it's always a connection factor. So be really smart about, you know, don't just connect with someone because they've got a big name or, you know, they seem real powerful or whatever you think the reason would be. If you don't have your alignment with the same value proposition as them, you're actually hurting yourself because that's the type of people they're going to have and that they're going to be connecting you to. So be really smart about, you know, connecting to the right people.
Is it okay for people, and maybe there's another avenue you can speak to, is it okay for people who may not be trying to necessarily elevate themselves in business or on some professional level, but they would like to be connected for personal or social reasons? And when I say social, I don't mean like casual social, but there are tons of other social functions and things like that where you just enjoy being a part of it for who knows what, volunteering or organizing or whatever the case may be. Everybody's not trying necessarily to, you know, be an overnight success or become a millionaire. What do you say to that? Those opportunities are very right and real too, aren't they?
Well, it's all connected. You know, everyone wants to separate everything in their life versus looking at they only have one person. They're only one person. And yes, there's a lot of times people are like, okay, this is my work life. This is my fun time. This is my family. And they wonder why they're spinning all of these plates versus, you know, Velcroing all the plates together and spinning them in unison. And that's the way I like to do everything. And the people that I'm connected to, we spin everything in unison. So are the people that we surround ourselves, are the people that we have fun with, the people that we're doing business with, the people that we're, you know, continuing to grow and connect and create opportunities for. It's this whole kind of universe so that we're spinning one plate and doing it one time and connecting out from there.
You know, I really like that because that, of course, is the element that so many people think of right now when they say your circle. You know, you kind of took it off into another dimension of business and what I had just mentioned. But that is very important to make all of that. You said your universe. I really like that. Your world of association, of connectivity. That's a really, really beautiful thing. It's kind of challenging, I think. I can remember a couple of years ago having another business coach. In fact, he had coached me for a while, and it was just really awesome. Talk about how it was a very painful move for him, but he had to give up several long-term relationships with people. He said it was painful, but they were people who didn't understand his ambition and who did not support his vision and who were, you know, very challenged by how he was becoming fabulous and they were mm-hmm. Not doing similar things. And it was when he was talking with me about it, you could see how obviously painful the memory of it was for him. What do you say to that? I'm sure you've even had to do it. I know that I have. What do you say to people? Because I also know plenty of people who are not willing to sever those ties, who are not willing to let go and let themselves be fabulous.
I think it's a picture of a lack mentality, that there's you know, only going to be so many people who are ever going to want to be their friend. So they can't, they have to keep those people close to them because, you know, they may be the only ones. And that's a lack mentality versus, oh my gosh, there's so many amazing people out there. You know, this person, even though I've known them for 20 years, because I've got, you know, severed relationships from friends, that suddenly I was like, this is a very one-sided relationship, or this person is really negative, or, you know, whatever it is, I have to make a good decision, not just even for myself, but also for my family, you know, especially if you have children. You know, I bring my children into my world often. You know, I had both of them start their first business when they were 12 and come and network and come to conferences. And my daughter got on stage and spoke, and they have vendor booths, and they are part of my world instead of this idea that everything is separated. They need to know how to network and how to connect and how to be around the right people so that as they move on into their own little lives, you've made a significant impact on the kind of people that they want to surround themselves with. So it's important to take it away from yourself and say, it's not just me and my impact for myself, but on my family, my husband, my wife, whatever, you know, your situation is, how can we all surround ourselves with real movement of positivity in our life?
I really love that. I really do. I see as I watch some of the things coming through my social media feed that there are some people who are really picking up on that concept and, you know, making their children understand. They're training their children in that way because it's real, especially in the world we live in now. Communities in themselves, that the one like the ones you're referring to, were a lot smaller than before, and kind of making some things happen business wise was not so challenging in the sense of launching. Now it's a lot different, and the creativity and the support in the way that you're talking about, I think, is so beautiful because you're actually establishing a legacy and things that are going to work long term because your children are going to do the same thing and their children are going to do the same thing, and I think that's pretty awesome. It really is. Mm-hmm. So when we've come out of the fear and we've surrounded ourselves with the right people and we're creating our own quote unquote universe of success, are there other things on your list that we have to be sure that we do?
I think, especially for women, I think one of the things that keeps us from making massive success is understanding that you've got to make money. And mm-hmm. most people are like, well, of course, but that's not as easy as it always sounds. Because I see a lot,
right.
especially women, fight the whole thing about, you know, oh, I don't want to, you know, ask people for money. Oh, you know, and they devalue themselves. But it's just an exchange of energy. You know, you're supporting me, I'm supporting you. We all support each other in some way. You know, when we go to Starbucks, we're supporting those people's lives and their, you know, business, but also the employees' lives and, you know, all of their families. We all are part of this e-commerce. And so as soon as you realize that you have to start with yourself and developing a real success for yourself that then filters out to your family, and then from there, then it filters out to friends, and then you get to really play big where you're actually helping support whole lives and whole, you know, universes that you didn't even know you could be a part of. You know, no, there's not a philanthropist out there that, you know, can be broke. You have to have money in order to give and to help.
Isn't that the truth? That's for sure. You know, I think what you've done in just a few short minutes is painted a very broad picture of what it really takes to be fabulous on a whole other level. And I think what is lovely about this too, Tanya, is you talked about the person who really hasn't realized they're fabulous yet to the person who is fabulous, and how to expand that into other areas and arenas of their life and help to promote other people to new levels of fabulousness as well. Now, we're going to be wrapping up in just a few minutes, so what would be something that you want to tell us all that you wouldn't want to leave this conversation without us being sure we understood and was a great takeaway?
Don't surround yourself with people that look just like yourself and talk just like yourself and believe in everything just like yourself, because you really do limit the exposure factor to amazing things that you can't even imagine. So really reach out and get connected to people that are different. And I see it all the time, because a lot of times when I go and I speak at conferences and events, I'm the only whatever in the group, the only woman, the only, you know, white chick, the only, you know, whatever. It's amazing the reaction that you get when you are the only one. And I love it. I've built such a huge organization with diversity, and people are always like, how is your Public Speaker Association, how is it so diverse? It's got every type of person in there. And it's like, because you allow people to be who they are, and you support them, and you're not afraid to reach out and get connected to somebody that's different. And I know my life is more enriched because of it.
Well, I know when I first met you, it was at a venue, a restaurant, a very nice restaurant venue, and I did see that with my own eyes, that you had built quite a following, and it was very diverse, and I thought that was very, very, very cool. You are truly an amazing individual, and I know it's just because you're just so very fabulous. Now, I know people will want to know how to follow you, and I was surprised that I didn't seem to be connected with you on Facebook. Are you not on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. I've got over 5,000. I think I'm about maxing out my personal page. Now, you have to remember how to spell my last name right, because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell Hoffman right. So it's Tanya with an O and a Y. So, yeah, probably. It's Tonya. And then Hoffman is H-O-F, like Frank, but only one of them. And then M-A-N-N, so like Nancy.
Okay, well, I'm going to go in and fix all of that. Sorry about that, because I did do a double F. I thought we were already connected from way back, and maybe we are, and I just had entered the wrong search to check on that today, but that's okay. But anyway, I'm glad you said that, because you're at www.TanyaHoffman.com with tons and tons of information that can be very helpful to people. You're doing so much, and I just commend you, and I'm going to look forward to you. And it sounds like last time we talked, we might be connecting face-to-face again real soon. I'm going to give you a call after the show so we can talk about that. But I want to thank you for coming on in, stepping up. I love what you've talked about today, because I picked up some real nuggets for myself too, and I'm really, really glad when that happens. I usually get something from everybody, but you gave me some revelation today, Tanya.
You're right. Good. Well, I adore you, so I can't wait.
Oh, well, good. I'm looking forward to talking in a little bit. So is there anything else that you'd like to say before we go, or are we going to say that we're fabulous and we're owning it and we're done here?
Exactly. Well, reach out and say hello.
Okay.
I love meeting new people.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. You can go to Tanya Hoffman with 1F.com. She says she loves meeting new people. And I'm telling you, there's probably something on that website that you can connect to. She's all about doing that. So she's welcoming you today. Tanya, again, thank you. I'm going to reach out to you in just a little bit. But you sit tight. Don't run off and get into anything else. So thanks again for being my special guest today. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much, fabulousness.
I'll talk to you shortly.
Okay.
And I want to thank all of you for joining in today. Wasn't that fabulous? It truly was. Be sure you share this show. There were some exciting things being said. If you're either one of those who, like Tanya mentioned at one point, being afraid of her own shadow, that's hard to believe, but I too was extremely shy at one point in my life, and I tell you, I got a breakthrough, and I busted out of that, and I never looked back again. I owned up to my fabulousness right away, too. Created a monster, I say they did. Not in a real sense, but you know what I'm saying. But anyway, I hope you'll share this show, because we talked about that aspect of it, and those of you who are already fabulous and doing fabulous things, there's always other dynamics that we can learn from other people. So I hope you are able to grab something out of this conversation that will cause you to soar even more. Well, you know what I do here. It's always positive. It's always empowering. It's always enlightening. It's always some real good, interesting stuff. So tell your friends on social media about Foxology. Do that favor for me. And if there's anything that you think you'd like to have me talk about, or if you're interested in possibly being a guest on this show, all you have to do is reach out to me at silver@silverrayfox.com with an email, and we'll chat about that and make that happen. In the meantime, I'm going to wish you a very wonderful weekend. I hope you find something fun to do. So with that being said, be good, be blessed, be fabulous. Talk to you next time.